Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome. Hello, co-hosts, co-pilots, and sound engineers in the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment room. Great to see everyone there. Some new people. Hi, the callers on the line. I see you. Sound is great. Thank you, Tamara. And happy Wednesday. Happy Wisdom Wednesday, or Wonderful Wednesday, as I also like to call it. And the day we get to kind of hang out for a little bit and chat. Of course, I will be doing readings. I've got some email questions as well as to answer. And if you're interested in a reading, maybe you're just kind of surfing by, you can call in at 347-539-5122. And that's 347-539-5122. And today we have a great guest on, Colette Baron Reed, who is a psychic medium, and some people call her the Oracle. And it's funny, I did a TV show years ago called The Oracles, and met some wonderful people through that, by the way. Anyway, she's going to be popping in, and we're going to be diving into talking about some of her projects, and especially her recent project, The Oracle School. So please wait around for that. That'll be at the second half of the program when we have our awakening dialogue, and it sounds like a good one today. And we usually do get great gifts. I'm blessed in that way. So let's get some little stuff out. If any of you have questions or comments about Awakenings, you can always email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to know about any of the upcoming workshops, I'm doing one on the bones of curriculum, content creation, curriculum development. For those of you that want to teach or speak, or I'm taking some of my knowledge from being a teacher, and we've started our first module, and it's going really great, and I'm getting a lot of wonderful feedback, and makes me happy. I love sharing information. This is why I do the program, and passing it on, and I always say I do well because I have had and have great teachers, and everybody at some level is a teacher. Some of my best teachers are in the chat room, and you know who you are. So... so if you want to know any, and I have been doing Soul Path teleworkshops, which is advanced metaphysics and spiritual principles, and cover a lot in that. So if that's something you're interested in, again, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and then for personal work with me, you can email Michelle at Soul Playground, or info at selfandlight.com is probably the best for that. If you can't remember that, just email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And we really do listen because we get a lot of great guest suggestions and topic suggestions, as well as questions by email. And, you know, I just love it. We have such a great, great community here. You all are so amazing. This is why we're in the top 10 in spirituality on iTunes and keep getting voted the best new age and spirituality podcast. Because of our community. It helps so many people. So many people. I just got distracted by Yoshi. So many people tell me, actually find the program via iTunes. And that is because, you know, not just the popularity, but some of you that are so nice to leave your appreciation feedback. It really helps to bump up the stuff in the search engines and let people know, hey, we're here, and we're here for you. So I'm going to keep with those little reminders, and since we're going to be doing some stuff in the next month or two for those of you that have been so kind to leave your appreciation feedback. So I've been doing more Facebook Live. I'm either doing one today. I got to see how my schedule goes. I might do a quick one. And then possibly I'm going away over the weekend, maybe do one from my locale. And I thank all of you for being a part of that. Again, great community with that as well. My Facebook Live, some really, really amazing, oh, my God, amazing feedback, appreciation, but also questions about the path. And I can tell you, I see a difference right now with, you know, with what's going on in the path of awakening that we're at by the questions people are wanting to know and the guidance and assistance that people are wanting. Which brings me to our question, email question. Let's see. Hi, guests. Got a lot of new guests in the chat. And many questions and topics. Okay. So I'm going to just run through a couple of question, email questions, and then we're going to get to listeners and callers on the phone. And again, if you're surfing by or maybe you're in the chat, you're like, I want to call in. I want to say hi. I want to get a reading or I want to ask a question. Again, that number is 347-539-5122, and that's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. So got a great question here. Is there a difference between being awake or awakening? And as I always say, in truth, there are many awakenings, and the awakening is happening in many sectors, many systems, many schools of thought, many, you know, it's happening in religion, it's happening definitely in politics, it's happening, you know, psychologically, it's happening with understanding the body more, the brain, how the brain works, what's the mind. So different, you know, individually and collectively, in all its systems and forms. And if we look at this, it has a lot to do with right now Pluto in Capricorn, and then it's Pluto in 2020 moves into Aquarius. You can look at ramifications that way, as well as Uranus and Aries, the freeing up and the deeper understanding of the self and freeing up to live more of the soul expression. But we're never fully awake. I mean, we're living awake. I would say keep awake, but that's a relative term. Because we live in a gradation. There is no metaphysically and from a quantum physics level, we are not there is no absolute. Everything is varying shades. And so to say that somebody's fully awake or living awake or fully enlightened, there's always going to be more because there is always more of us or more to us. There is this ever unfolding. So. And kind of a, you know, closing and full, and also in different areas. Some people can be very awake in certain areas and not as awake or aware. So I would say you could be living more awake or living awakened, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be more awakenings in your life or more to the process of awakening. And it's very the other thing is somebody can be living more awake and still have areas of unfolding or areas of healing that they need to do, you know, because it's about consciousness, and which has a lot to do with your emotional development as well, your emotional connection, your wounding. How are you living out of the wound? And then again, there are always going to be, just like somebody can be an amazing painter or doctor or lawyer or, you know, sanitation, there can be stellar artists. And then other areas of their life, not as healed or not as conscious. So there is that relativity to those terms. And then if life is continually about being awake, it's about awakening, at what stage will one fully be awakened? How would one know this? What would it mean that they have reached something akin to Buddhahood, being enlightened or having reached enlightenment? Well, even the Buddha would tell you that we're still on the path. So being enlightened just means recognizing your light, that you are in light. I've been around some amazing, what people would call like a Dalai Lama or Sogo Rinpoche, to name a few, that are very enlightened, but they still have anger. I've seen them lose their temper. The difference to living more awake and aware, more enlightened, is that it's not about being stoic or not, you know, having any emotions. You're just not overly attached to them, and you're not attached to your consciousness is reflected by your emotional state. Now, overall or chronic, yes. But getting upset with somebody and being able to forgive yourself or have compassion for yourself or that other person and move on, it's really the non-attachment. It's the bonding. It's the understanding and the connectedness, but not being overly attached. So a lot of times people think, oh, when I'm fully enlightened, I hardly have any emotions. You know, I'm just, I, you know, tofu all day and, you know, kale and do yoga. Those are what we call the glamour realm. Those are the realm of illusion. And that's what's happening right now in the world and specifically on the stages in politics of the United States. And this is where we have our icons and, you know, the stars, the celebrities, you know, the athletic stars, the supermodel, it's a supernova. It's the shadow of the archetypal energy of what we are that gets projected out. And so people think that if I strive for that, whatever that is, whatever it seems to be, you know, like whether some of it's Buddha nature or any type of spiritual person or personality, it's not to get caught up in the personality. In other words, don't get caught up in the messenger. It's the message. The messages come very undiluted. I mean, I've had amazing messages from homeless people, drug addicts, heroin, you know, all kinds of people in my life that I've prostitutes, you know, people that you go, they're not evolved and they're this and they're that. But it doesn't matter. Whoever's a vehicle or funnel for spirit or that truth, that can come through. Now, if we talk, are they balanced emotionally? Are they balanced psychologically? How are they doing materially? Are they mentally balanced or imbalanced? You know, that's all there. I mean, years ago, a great friend of mine had a mental breakdown and actually still has it, is I'm not sure what the diagnosis was, but I know is on some lithium and some heavy-duty medications. But in his breakdown, break with reality, he merged with the archetypes. He thought he was, you know, Jesus. But he knew things. You know, my friend and I would always say, my God, we studied for years to know this stuff. I mean, you know, in esoteric schools, mystery schools, you know, we studied and he knew all of this just deep information and deep insight. I mean, very deep insight. But he's mentally unstable, you know, and emotionally. So again, you can have those awarenesses or those understandings, but there's a totality of us. We are holistic. It's not just about having some insight or knowledge. Let's see. Tamara saying enlightened sounds static as if you reached a goal. I resonate with the words living in and with the light. It's perpetual aligning with light. Yes. As much as we can be being consciously human. Yeah. And what I'm finding and some of the, because I'm going to say it again, and I never name names, that I've been around behind the scenes, literally behind the scenes, behind stages, in green rooms and retreats, or just because of the work that I do, I've with people that were people would point fingers and say they're so evolved, and I've seen some horrible, horrible behavior, and I've had people say, why do they act like that? They're so-and-so. They've been on TV. They have these books. They've been on Oprah. They've been on Larry King. And what I can tell you, and I would tell them, it's wounding. They didn't handle the emotional aspect of them. And so in many ways, you know, we are here in this earth experiment. I call it the soul playground. And it's to understand our, you know, our wounded. And believe me, being as a psychic channel, I work with people that have, you know, obviously on this side, and then when they crossed over, when they've been subsumed into the all that is, what remains is a holographic image, and they're very aware, very awake, very conscious. Maybe not all of that got diluted down into this earth plane, okay? Because we're not everybody is playing the same part on this earth plane or able to manifest the fullness of the all that is that they are into this dimension. Not are they, sometimes they're not meant to circumstantially. Sometimes they're just not meant to vibrationally, you know, or what they're seeking. Remember, the people in your life are not just, they're mirrors, you know, but they're not always, sometimes they're mirroring where you could have been or where you don't want to go. Sometimes it's where you do want to go or where you have been or where you're going or where you are. And the more you're living awake and the more you're awakening, you begin to see the projections and you begin to see the perception. You begin to, you know, when you're in more in that meditative state, more in that alignment state, you're able to perceive more with less perception. Hard to completely do because we are in a physical body and where there is rules of the universe, quantum rules, mundane rules, just the mere fact that we have gravity. It sets us in proximity to something. It gives us the illusion or the idea of an up and down, an in and out. So when you have, we are in a universe of polarity, you know, a world of polarity. And to some degree, duality, but as we expand in consciousness and awareness and in consciousness, and we get out of the extremes of polarity, we experience less duality. And this is what non-duality or oneness is about. On some level, everything is one. Again, that metaphysical maxim, you know, out of the one comes the many, and from the many is the one. That's a good thing to, that's a good one to contemplate on. All right, let's see if we have another question here. Is prayer effective, or is there a placebo effect, or is it a mixture of both? Does anything actually happen during prayer? I can understand that it gives the person praying peace of mind or solace at the very least. Does prayer work in the quantum field, or are we actually communing with the divine? What's actually going on when we pray? Depends what kind of prayer. But any words, any calls that brings us into that oneness is both quantum and is both God or the all that is, or the energy of the all that is. It puts us in touch with not only the resonant fields, but that we are those resonant fields. It puts us with the macrocosm of us. And so more and more we're needing to commune, especially with that aspect of us that literally goes beyond us. And that's what that meditative state is. Samadhi, oneness. And there's an amazing peace no matter what is going on around you when you get to that samadhi, you know, dhyana vipassana in Sanskrit. Vipassana and dhyana in Sanskrit means just focused awareness, just awareness of what is, literally awareness of what is. And when you have awareness of what is with the breath awareness or breath control, you get samadhi. Ultimate samadhi or oneness is samadhi, which is when you subsume with the all that is, with the universe, with God, consciousness, the all that is. Some of you call that death. So, yes, prayer is very powerful. I've had very powerful, and it also is the way you pray. There's things like affirmative prayer where you're affirming what is and calling in something. But really what it is it's aligning to that which you feel is either the greater than the little self that's having the problem or the issue, or recognizing something deeper, or the ultimate communing. And some of you have heard me even on this program doing affirmative prayer, affirming that which is in this moment is unfolding as us, truly and uniquely and perfectly as us. No matter what seems to be going on the outside or externally, is merely an appearance. What is actually happening that I see and feel in each and every one of us is that the divine unfolding that is us is manifesting in the best form for the most fulfillment and life enhancing for us. Woo, do you feel that energy? So it's affirming the truth of what is beyond appearances that come up and down. Yes, Tamara, woohoo! So that's what I'm talking about, and there's no placebo in that. I felt it. Yes, Tamara, yes. Me too. So that's what I'm talking about. When we move, that's the subtle energy. That's what we do in my Soul Path workshops. I'm going to have him back on, Dr. Maynard, that physicist, talking about how important it is going to be in the new paradigm for people to not only know what the subtle energy, know how to use it, be with it, commune with it. It is us. It is us. It is us. Beyond the denser physical realm that we can just kind of see, beyond the form, dancing in the formlessness. Great questions. Those were from Angela. And by the way, I don't know that I necessarily believe in placebo. You know, I had to study that with my psychological training and metaphysical training, as well as my medical hypnotherapy. And because there's the intention there, when somebody is taking something, they're intending, even if it's a placebo, they're intending for it to heal. That's why it's I don't know, what is it, 48, 47, 51, 52, 53%, you know, the research on it of how much the placebo works, I think there it goes back to the power of intention. And I believe Lynn McTaggart speaks about that in her intention experiment. So a lot has to do with intention and the energy of and aligning with that I am heal, I am whole, you know. And again, not necessarily, you know, it's vibrational. And so not necessarily that taking sometimes that one, like somebody is a placebo works, then the one that it didn't work for, that it doesn't have anything with consciousness. It's a very complex thing, you know, having to also do with physicality and physiology. So there's a lot of dynamics there, you know, not hard and fast. But I think when we look at placebo, look at the power of intention, intentionality, and moving into that vibrational space of wholeness, healing and wholeness. Let us get to some callers. Hi, 256-473, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly. This is my very first time on your show.
Oh, welcome, Kimberly. Welcome so much. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. My question is, I've been seeing 999 all over the place, and I'm familiar with the numbers, meaning that I need to be on my spiritual path. And I know I'm supposed to be doing creatively, and I just need someone to help me navigate.
Okay, let's tune in for you. Well, 999, it is spirituality, but it is also asking you to look at what you need to leave behind.
Okay.
Is it a situation, is a belief that will help you move more into your spirituality? And,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a completion. There's a completion there. And it's also pointing you to your own inner guidance, your own intuition. So one of the things that I would say to start with is maybe even doing your own readings daily, you know, get something like a book, like a guide to the I Ching. There's so many, you know, study tarot or runes or rune cards or where you sit, even if, and you ask yourself a question and you read what it's about and then you do your own interpretation. So this is really, especially with the three nines, it's your higher self knock, knock, knocking on your door saying, focus within, connect to your higher self, that expanded aspect of your being, which I call the mediating intelligence. So, yes, yeah, set up a time that you're doing this at least daily, and I would say I like doing it in the morning and then before going to sleep. And that's going to open the door and give you the strength and the guidance to follow that path of integrating more of your self-expression and creativity. Okay.
Okay.
It's also the number of the writer also. So I would say work with writing as well.
Okay. Okay.
Write it
I've
down.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, Kimberly, thanks for calling in. Keep listening.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, 805-617, you're on air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Donna, I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice. And what's your question?
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to know, I'm trying to meet someone at the point in my life. I'm on eHarmony, and there's three gentlemen that I'm writing to, Harold, Don, and Steve. And we'll be meeting Steve in a couple days, and I want to know if something will develop with any of these gentlemen, or do you see someone else coming in, or what?
Okay, let's look at that. Getting something with Harold and Don. I feel like you're just starting this, though, right? I feel it's very new.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Dawn, yes, but reminds you, going to remind you someone of your past. Showing, do you feel more of a connection with Steve?
The other two gentlemen are about 17 years older. Steve is 5 years younger. He lives closer to my home, and he's into Abraham Hicks, and he has no kids.
Yeah,
care.
I'm feeling more of a
comment.
Yes, because I don't feel as much of a connection with the first two, but with the Steve, there seems to be more of a connection and something that I feel will develop from that. But I am also hearing there, I feel like you could develop something with him, and I also feel that there's something, it's funny, I hear almost like polka music or I don't know, a festival or something. What is that?
I don't know.
Hello?
I mean,
no,
we have
now,
a lot of
know
festivals
that you're going to go to.
Oh.
Yeah, there could be somebody that you meet at a festival. Yeah, there's going to be someone else as well, but it is showing right now Steve, and so that what you just told me confirms that. That's the one I feel you'll have more of a connection with.
Yeah, and I start next week the Buddhist meeting, so I might meet someone there too.
Oh, well, Well, they may do some, because I feel like there is going to be somebody in some kind of group setting, and I hear some kind of interesting music in the background. So it might be that. Yeah, it might be that. Keep us posted, Donna. But it's soon. You're drawing that in. You're drawing that partner in, that mate. All right. Care. Hi, 780-994. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great name.
I love your name.
I love
what's your question?
Too.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. So I've been in my job for just over 5 months now, and I really enjoy it here. So I'm just curious if my contract will last longer, or what'll happen.
May, June, there's talks. When is it up? I feel like there's talks to, will it be renegotiated?
Yeah, that's possible.
Is that a possibility?
It expires in September, so.
Okay.
But I'm
you're probably going to be talking to somebody around that time. And it's just saying, you know, steady as you go. I don't see it at this point, you know, stopping or being blocked. It's not showing anything like that.
Okay.
So it looks
awesome.
Like it's good
That's
to go.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Sweet.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hi, 706-371. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Mary. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. Welcome.
We have a meeting with the gentleman who owns the house that we live in, and I was wondering how that meeting is going to go, if we're going to come to an agreement about buying the house.
Okay, that's just what I was going to say. I was going to ask, is at least option to buy? Is there an option? It seems that that's going to be worked out. There might be more payment or something. Does that make sense? I don't know if it's a down payment or something, or increase in monies. That's showing talking about money with it. The house that they're living in.
We've been leasing this house for 6 years. So.
Okay.
He's getting up in years, and I know he wants, you know, his niece is taking over the real estate contract, and I just don't want any issues until we are able to go forward with this.
I feel you are, but there could be a raise, you know, in the rent or something, or it could be asked for a down payment. It's showing increase of monies out from you. So
with him?
If that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, if she's taking it, it could be because she's taking it over. But it does show there's an releasing of money, further, letting go of money. So I feel like that, I don't know if it's going to be a down payment you need to give, or there's extra added on or something, but it is showing it more of an outlaying of money than what you are right now.
Okay, well, we can't do any more than that. Than what we're doing right now, that's, we just can't do that right at this point. So is it time to move into a different direction?
No, I feel you're going to work it out. They may want more, you know, I wouldn't close the door, but I don't know if it's tacking on more. And it's showing multiple meetings. When is she taking over? Relatively soon, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet on Wednesday. It's not set because I just feel his timing just sucks. Excuse my French.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my husband's been laid up, and, I mean, the house is in shambles.
Here's the thing, if you can think about it but move it until, like, beginning or mid-April, you'd be better off. If you can't, I'm seeing probably multiple meetings. And I would say just get as much information as you can of where her head's at, what they're thinking of. Because I see it as a process. They may say no, or they're not sure. They could come back to you. There's a lot. Or could you pay more? Or what about giving a down payment? Or we'd have to up the rent. And then, so there, I feel like there's going to be a lot talked about. What you need to do is just not go into, oh, it's not going to work. You need to just keep it that it's a process that's unfolding. Because I'm not sure they know exactly what they want, to be quite frank. I'm not sure. I don't think the father and her are necessarily on the same page. So, yeah.
Yeah, we have some, I mean, in a couple of months, I think we'll be better, in a better position. I've got a contract that's coming, you know, that's getting signed, and there's just, you know what I mean?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So that can be talked about, or you can say, well, let's revisit it when my contract comes in. Just don't get into something hard and fast right now. Don't try to solve everything, because that's not what they're looking for. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Hi, 708-927. You're on air.
Hi, this is Barbara, and I'm looking to
What's
see
your
if you can see Barbara.
Barbara, hi, Barbara.
Hi, and I was looking, wondering if you can see me one of these applications that I've been putting in coming through for a job.
Okay. The first thing I heard was, is there three? There's a third one.
Well, there's, yeah, I've been lots.
Okay, but the last, whichever one was the third is the one that's coming through. And maybe more end of April. I do see you getting called in. There's one with a female that I feel a really strong connection, like a friendly connection. It's not just the job and you wanting the job. I feel like there's an advocate for you. Is it something where you're interviewing with one person and then they're telling other people and you have to interview with somebody else as well?
I haven't gotten a call yet, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, so the call is coming. The call is coming.
Let me ask you this. Is it in the medical field?
I definitely see it's something in person, and I see it's a younger, I feel like secretary, receptionist, maybe more receptionist, leading you in the back, and I see a file folder in her hand. Like she's doing other things, and then you come in, and I can see her leading you down the back, and there's some cubicles. And then at the very back, there's some closed doors. That's what I'm getting right now. So, and I do feel the woman, I don't know, feels there's a good connection there.
Okay.
So something's coming in for you. All right. Thanks for calling in. Hi, 415-416, you're on air. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. It's Kate.
Hey, Kate. Welcome. Thank
you.
How are you?
Good.
Like,
last time
yeah.
I called, I was about to go to L.A., and I had fun. It was a good trip away, and
oh, good.
Everything worked out fine. Yeah.
Good.
Good. My question is, what do you see for April? The other jobs that I have are, it's like a dead month, so it's a good month to start something new.
Something else. That's what I
yeah.
feel. Yeah. What is that? Something new coming in for you.
Good. I'm ready. I think I don't think. I'm ready.
You're ready. Let's see. Now, you're up north, right? That's before we
yes,
left.
Bay Area. Yeah.
Anything? Okay. Well, here's the thing, and I'm seeing it with a lot of people right now, not just you, Kate. I can feel it with the other people online. You know, we are in Venus retrograde right now. And so it's really this time of evaluating, looking at also our self-expression, our creativity, looking at what we value, how we value, what we love, how do we love, how do we like to be loved, our relationship to money, but not just the energy of money, the energy of money as a resource and seeing ourselves as a resource. So
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling with you, Kate. Are you doing anything with computers or web design or anything like that?
No, I don't have those skills.
Nothing. Okay. Are you thinking about a website of some sort or writing? I'm seeing more online with you for some reason. And looking for,
not really.
Looking at a low, yeah, nothing. What are you doing now?
I do events and catering, but I don't want to do that any longer.
Okay. You don't have a website then?
No.
Okay. Something you're going to be doing, I definitely am seeing a website created. So there's something you're branching
mm-hmm.
out on. And I see
yeah.
I see sketches and stuff for logo design. So
right.
it is something of you offering your services. I don't know if it's consulting,
yeah.
but I can
right.
definitely see that you're bridging into something new. I want to
yeah.
say, I feel like you're – do you know what it is already that I'm picking up on?
No, it's just I've always drawn toward – working for myself and consulting and things like that, but it's the I don't want to do events any longer. It's the subject if I don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I feel like you're going to be starting to bridge more, keeping what you're doing and taking the leap of jumping into something else.
Yeah.
Feels like a little bit end of April, but I'm also feeling maybe more towards the beginning of summer or end of summer. No. What is it?
Uh-huh.
May, June.
May.
So what is that? Mm-hmm. Beginning? Yeah, May, June. Right in that time of Gemini. So kind of that end of May, end of June, something you're doing is going to spark an interest. And I can hear you saying, you know what, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to do it. But I do see you getting the way. I do see it's some form of consulting. And it
mm-hmm.
may be even taking, because I still see you doing the events. I still see that branching out. You might branch into another area that you're doing events for, because I still
mm-hmm.
feel that as transitional. I still see that around
right.
while you're building up the other.
Right.
But definitely it's showing you to focus more on your creativity as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
your self-expression and your creativity. You'll get it if the aha is coming probably right after you're finishing the Soul Entrepreneurship program.
All right.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
Coinciding with that.
Yeah.
And a funny thing, kind of different, but my senses, I feel so extra sensitive in my senses. Like, I smell everything now, which is just a little too intense. It's like, it's hard to me to go into
everything.
Everything.
You know, there's something happening through this with our I'm telling you, we're getting a major reorientation, if you will. I've been I can say that I've been going through that a little bit myself, actually. So I'm able to still go out and stuff, but still it's the smells, the feeling. What I can say
is the
quantum
field. Yeah, things I can eat. I feel like I can't eat anything. I'm so sensitive. with food. I can't eat very few things not to eat or drink.
Right, right. Well, I feel like it's the one thing that will help is a lot of water, a lot of water, and higher alkaline water. Do more ginger to move things through, and with water having lemon or lime as well. So you'll get through it, but I'm feeling for a lot of people there is. Things are just a lot more, there's a lot more awareness. And that comes in through the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the thing is, as we expand in awareness, it's all of it comes with it.
Right.
So just becoming more aware and look and see, let me see one thing here. What I would also say is needing to process areas of fear. Where are you feeling fear?
Yeah, the new, trying new things.
Yeah. So I would say what you need to do is, you know, as much as you can process that fear. Movement, like I said, drinking a lot of water, movement, walking, breathing up. Something I've been doing with my clients is just taking a couple of yogic breaths in, breathing in, and drawing those energies up, what you're feeling, the anxiety, the nausea, drawing it up, and then as you breathe out, releasing it, letting it go, and sometimes making it a shape or a form and pushing it, letting it move out, but getting the energy out. Because some of the shiftings that are happening right now are causing just deep stuff, deep matter, stuff that's just stuck, right, to come up. Which we want that, but it's not always pleasant, you know. And I feel for you, a big part of this is that you are going into an area where you're not sure. You're not sure of what you want to do, actually.
Right.
Exactly. That makes sense.
I know the area, like I can vision the people and the atmosphere and the feeling, you know, but the black and white of it, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we can bring that in because I'm getting for one thing, what is it that you really would love to do?
I want to go back to working with children and using creativity and helping children.
Okay.
But it's not like a structural, it's not a thing like at a preschool. You know, I don't want to work at a school kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Where would you like to work?
More of a, you know, classes or a program or
developing that. Yeah. But see, the one thing I feel with you is you need to get back in. You need to get in. So sometimes there's a transitional job, like a school or something where you're getting back into it.
Yeah.
To start.
Exactly.
So that's, So I feel like you have to look at you have to really look at that. Right. Yeah. We'll talk about it in group of the soul entrepreneurship, because right now I feel like there's a lot of resistance to the steps that you need to take.
Right.
You could create something on your own, but where's your...
Yeah, I see what they pay for people that work with kids. It's like minimum wage. You know, it's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's depressing.
But it's also about how do you get into... you know, how do you get back into people knowing where that you're here? Hey, I'm here to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I mentally understand all of that.
Yeah, it's emotional. Yeah, you got to get back in there. Yeah. Yeah. All right, sweetie. I'm gonna roll.
Thank you. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Hi, 717216, you're on air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good.
My name is Savannah. My name is Savannah. And I have a question about my family, my mom and my immediate family, as far as my mother, my mom, my dad, and my sister. Like, I'm kind of, like, ready to just cut all ties and just start all over because I'm like moved to Atlanta, and I'm just, like, stuck. I don't know what to do, how to feel.
Okay, first of all, I do feel you know how to feel, and for you, it is about moving forward right now with your life, okay? And that means being around people that are more supportive for you and this part of your path, because I feel deep, deep, deep healing, emotional healing work to free you up. Does that make sense? It's really, there's a call that it's really time for you right now. And so Savannah, I'd love to give you more in-depth. We've got our guests coming on, and but I really want to support you. You know, talk to people. I don't know if you're in the chat. You can visit my Facebook page at Michelle Mache or Instagram, especially Facebook. We have some great people in the community, the Awakenings page. But really reach out more into people that can support where you're at. It's not going to take a long time for you to make the changes. I recognize it's a challenge right now, it's a little bit scary, but you do need to move on from that present circumstance and where you're at and where you're living. All right, sweetie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can do it, but get the support, whether in person, okay, spiritual center, religious center, spiritual group, you know, yoga studio, something, and also online. Get the support. Okay, we all need support. We don't live in a bubble by ourselves. You know, we might have little bubbles, but people are here to help you. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there. You know, spirit. We've got to remember spiritual centers. You know, sometimes health food stores. I remember going through things that just going in the metaphysical bookstore and sitting down and looking at the books or looking at the crystals was enough. Just to talk to the salesperson was enough to help shift me and show that, hey, there is like-minded individual, there is support there is sanity out there. There is love, light, and wisdom out there. All right. Speaking of love, light, and wisdom, it's time for our Awakening Dialogue, and we have today with us psychic medium Colette Baron Reed. She's also known as the Oracle, voted one of the top spiritually influential people in 2013 and 2014. She's the author of Messages from Spirit, also The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. Those are just a couple of her books, as well as Oracle Cards, and recently starting the Oracle School. And so, hello, Colette. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much. I was just listening to you give that advice, and I just want to give you a big hug because you said something that was so awesome. You know when you said, sometimes you just go to a metaphysical bookstore and sit down?
Yeah.
You know,
have you been there? Yes, right?
Totally. I was like going, oh, my God. When I first started working with in this field, as I've been doing, you know, this work for 28 years, there was a store in Toronto, because I'm from there, that was called the Omega Center, right? And I would literally go there and hang out, literally, and just like I'd just be there because I would go in there. It was like by osmosis. I knew there was something there. So, you know, sometimes the world is such an uncertain place right now, and there's so much polarity that I love that advice. It's like just go hang out in the bookstore for a second and go talk to a sales girl. Pull an oracle card. Do something. You're not alone.
Yes, pull it. That's right. And
right?
I think I mentioned to somebody else about getting cards. Yeah. You know, that's one thing, and if we could, because I see by your site when I went there, which I love, you're a big proponent of tools and books, and you've got the Oracle cards and the Oracle School, and both
that's
of you and I.
Today,
I
by the way.
Can, It did you launch today.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
You're my inaugural conversation girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
I
let's
love
just
it.
High
Yay.
Five that. Yes.
Yes.
Just launched literally. Yes.
Yeah. But I think people need to remember, and it sounds like you're kind of from the same time frame. We were big on, you know, teachers and tools.
Mm-hmm.
Those studying, those, you know, mentoring, the schools, the oracle cards, the book. Like I said, sometimes all you can do is go to the metaphysical bookstore and just sit there,
yep.
you know, and imbibe
mm-hmm.
it. Get your, you know, your tools to use to center, to calm, to connect more with that higher self
and
that
what I
spiritual
want
aspect
my,
within.
And that's my
cool.
website. That's what it's for. People can go there every day for free and actually do a reading for themselves.
Mm.
And the point of working with my oracle cards, and, you know, I've created 7 best-selling decks, and I've got 4 more in the pipeline. And the reason why I launched Oracle School was because I want to empower people to have a direct – sorry, I have a ton of Pomeranians here – a direct dialogue with spirit without having an intermediary.
Yes.
Like, it's fine to get a reading from me, but whatever. I mean, but it's really – I believe that we can connect with Source and we can get answers and we can develop a real conscious relationship with our higher power using oracle cards as a guidance. They're just a tool. They're an instrument.
Yeah.
They're a communication instrument. They're a mirror. And then you get the idea is to stay in alignment with your highest good. How do we do that when the world consistently calls us into an uncertain state of mind? We get scared. We don't know. We can't remember.
That's right.
You know, like we forget that there is, each one of us has a unique purpose and a unique, authentic, inspired life that is possible for us. And we get so confused by so many different elements. And so oracle cards really give you that flashlight in the dark. You know, say, here.
I love
look.
Flashlight in the dark.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what they're there for.
Taking the time. I mean, it is like, I always tell people it's like kind of like, you know, working out. You got to, you know, you build up.
Yeah,
and you
it's
have
a muscle.
That base. It's a muscle. Exactly. It's a muscle.
It's
and
a
you
muscle.
Have that. Fascinating, wonderful lady. I want to share a little bit about you and your first awakening and how you came to this.
Yep.
And then the succession of awakenings that happened that brought you to this place of, I'm actually going to do this, and
oh yeah,
help
oh,
more people. Yeah.
So if I would, I love this. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I have to go back to a very dark period in my life to talk about this because I've always had this ability to tune into information that is not given to me through, you know, normal sources, right? So that there's this invisible realm,
right.
And I've always been able to tune into it, to the consciousness that I believe we share. And it was very confusing. Growing up, I got into a lot of trouble because my feelings, I was overly empathetic. I couldn't tell, you know, my reality was always so, every once in a while I would get these downloads and it would be like, shush, be quiet, don't tell anybody. Like my mom and dad were very
right.
conservative. And so I got into trouble with drugs and alcohol. And I was gang raped when I was 19. And so when I look back on, and that, believe it or not, that experience was probably one of the most profound awakenings because I had an out-of-body experience that enabled me to actually go to in a weird kind of way, like a geographic, a psychic geography where I do my readings from now. But I wasn't well. I mean, I was very, very unhealthy. You know, I was a drug addict. I became a drug addict after that. And then at the age of 27, I really hit rock bottom. And when I hit rock bottom, it was actually at a mirror in a drug dealer's house that I had finally given in. I was going to die. So I looked at myself in the mirror, and I just said, help me. But it was the kind of help me where I felt myself dissolve. And I finally just let go. And a bubble. It was like the craziest thing, this bubble. And it wasn't from drugs, I'm telling you. This, like, bubble of light.
No,
elements. And you just know. And I heard, like, clairaudiently, it's over. And I found myself in a cab. Next thing you know, I get into a treatment center for, you know, for drugs and alcohol. And then within very quickly, the first 2 years it was very quiet, and I'm very grateful for that because I did a lot of praying and meditating. I just devoted myself to my spiritual path, but not thinking that this would ever be anything but a bad memory, right? Because, but what happened was I certified as an aromatherapist, and I, because I was pursuing a career as, in music, and as soon as I started touching people as a massage therapist, their stories would be available to me, and so really quickly. The awakening happened because I would tell people what I saw, and then they didn't want to massage anymore. They were like, well, I just want to talk to me. And so really quickly, my career as an aromatherapist tanked, and people were lined up for readings. And I didn't even know what to call it. I was like, And I certainly did not want to be Madame Zora in the corner with the crystal ball, okay? So, like, I had a huge chip on my shoulder. Huge chip. Huge. So I want to say it was not easy. It was never an easy transition. I fought it for years. I never wanted to call myself a psychic. I never called myself a medium. Like, I would try to, I'm an intuitive, I'm a this, I'm a that, because I felt the connotation of superstition and religious prejudice and bigotry around what this is. And from centuries and centuries of those of us who have had this gift as healers and as light workers and as intuitives, as psychics, mediums, whatever, you know, we've been persecuted. So, and my, and plus my mom was a Holocaust survivor on top of it. So I had this So my awakening, and I'm just giving you the whole, because you asked me if for a series, I'm giving
I love it. I love it because,
And
Tamara's, your mom was a Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my mom, yeah, and we were raised Christians. We were—we didn't even know we were Jewish until my dad lost all the family's money when we were like, I was like 25, and my mom had given me a cross, a beautiful cross. I used to wear crosses all the time, and I'm totally into Jesus. I love Jesus. But anyway, so she's like, take that off, and I went, why? And she said, because you're a Jew. And I went, I beg your pardon? Like, I was like, what? She was tipsy and, like, told us, she goes, you were this and, you know, and your grand, yeah. So she was, my father was not. He was Orthodox Christian. So, you know, whatever. We were raised as Anglicans, which is like Catholic without a Pope, right? So we were, you know, I was like so weirded out by that whole thing. And I had dreams about it too when I was a little kid, which then she just said, you know, when you used to have those nightmares, that was your grandfather, Frederick, who was killed in Dachau. And the whole story came out. So I know that my deep-centered fear, and I know people who are listening to this show would identify with this. It's hard to fly our freak flags out, and especially now, right? We want to be authentic, and it's scary. But I will tell you this, the price I paid for hiding and for not allowing myself to be what I am, for being afraid, for like even like when I got on Dr. Phil show a couple of times, and I got bullied on the internet. Well, now I realize, like, after watching mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel, that everybody gets bullied. Like, you know, but at the time, it was brand new, and I got scared. And I'm like, oh my God, these freaks are coming out and telling me that Satan is in me and all this shit. Pardon my friends, but I was like completely freaked out. I'm like, I'm gonna go mainstream now. And so I started a coaching school, and I decided to rebrand myself in a very mainstream way because I was already doing really, really well with my very influential clients that hired me to do intuitive strategy. So I decided I'm going to take out all the woo-woo and just go there. And that was the biggest BS I could have done to myself, and plus thousands of dollars on a branding expert, because I, as soon as I went
to my
class. You
were trying to get out of it.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people might hear that and think, oh, me too. But I'm going to tell you this, feel the fear and do it anyway, because you are who you are. Right? You are doing this show because you're here to help people with their awakenings and give them permission. That's what you do. Right?
Permission to be you. Exactly. That's what we all need. Yeah, because we're not wired for that in a society. Rewiring, you know.
And we can't be also too foo-foo, new age, woo-woo, off the charts, like going, oh, we are having an ascension. That's also a crock of shit, too. We have to be in the world, okay? We have to be here and now. If we want to make a difference out in the world, we got to have our feet on the ground. We have to have boots on the ground.
Absolutely.
and we have to have our connection to the unknown and to the unseen. We need both. We need the angels, and we need Walmart. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, like we need all of it. We need to be able to feed our kids. And we need to be able to say, I'm tuned into spirit, and this is what I'm getting. And that's what why I created Oracle School, because I want to train. Like, I'm making people my first course on – everybody has to go through an entry course called Personal Mastery. And that course, before they can move on to any of the other courses, they're going to be offered in September. So everybody has to do this class to understand themselves, to align with their highest good, to let their purpose find them, to understand the dialogue and how to work with universal law and how the oracle cards can help you stay in alignment with your destiny and what you're trying to manifest. So no one's ever taught oracle cards with universal law like that. Nobody has. But I want to empower people to walk away going, holy crap, I can do this. I can do this. And it's not about fortune telling, because there's still this element that people think, tell me what's going to happen. That is the worst question you could ever ask an oracle or a person you get a reading for. Tell me my future. You're then just giving your power away, and you're sitting back and you're saying, I don't have any say in this. When I'm telling you, we are co-creators. We have to be spiritual activists and do our part. And if you look at the cards to tell you your future in a finite way, you are actually shooting yourself in the foot. And so that's what I'm training people to move away from in my school.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love the groundedness, too. And I'll never forget, you appreciate this story. Years ago, an acquaintance of mine like woke up one day, and she had this amazing job in the film industry. And I just, Spirit told me to sell everything. And, you know, and I was like, I don't think so. Oh, I got it clear from my higher self. And I said, and surely it wasn't. It was one of the worst mistakes ever. And finally realized, you know, and I said, you know, there's always a net or steps. You know, there's always something practical that's really, right? If it's really coming from your higher power or higher self. So tell us a little bit. So the school just launched, and how
today.
And today, so, and let me get your website. Tamara put it in the chat room, but I want to get it again. It's ColetteBaronReed.com.
Yeah, ColetteBaronReed.com. But if they want to go to workshop.oracleschool.com, there is a free three-video workshop that I created. You know, for people, even for people who are sophisticated in working with cards, I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people who are experienced who have told me that the information I'm giving are things they haven't thought about in a long time. So it's not just for beginners, it's for everybody. And so I give three free video workshops. It's no obligation. Nobody has to sign up for the school after that. So between now and the 22nd of March, we're giving these videos out to people, and they can watch it, and I am giving them some really good content. And if people are interested, they can watch the fourth video that will help them sign up for the school. And if they're not, they have great information, and off they go.
Okay. So now, Colette, so from now, so 3:15 to, what did you see, 3:27?
What?
What you said you're giving from what time? From March?
Oh, March 15th.
We have a question
15th.
In the chat.
I didn't know you said 3:15. I thought it was you said 3:15, like the time. I'm like, it's 4:05, and I'm in the New York time. It's not 3:15, honey.
Right.
Yes. From March the 15th, this is when the first video launches, which is today. And then on March 22nd, I believe that's when the last one is. So the cart opens.
Okay,
so in other words, enrollment begins for the school. It goes on sale on the 22nd of March, and I believe it closes like a week later. And then school actually starts on April 18th. I'm so excited. I can't stand it. It's my version of Hogwarts, by the way.
I love it. Give us, please, that URL again, that website that you said going
workshop,
to. Workshop.
Workshop.oracleschool.com. Workshop.oracleschool.com. Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, school.
Got it, workshop. OracleSchool.com.
So it is Hogwarts meets Jedi School for adults.
<love that.
laughs> You betcha.
So
and even though we, yeah, go ahead.
No, how long is the course and the school?
Oh, the course
are there various courses too?
Okay, so there's only one course that right now anyone can take. And it's always going to be the entry course no matter what. So nobody can squeeze into the next course in the fall until they take this course. So this course is a 6-week online course, but with practice rooms. So we have practice lounges, so people practice their readings with each other, and then we have mentors, the people who are certifying as certified oral chart readers, my version. And so there's a lot of interaction with each other on Facebook. So the training is 6 weeks, but it doesn't take 6 weeks. They can take as long as they want. There's months. Oh, yeah. People are going to be in there and working with each other and playing and really getting to know the course. It's just that we drop it over 6 weeks, and I'm live. I have live 90-minute calls with them over 6 weeks, but then it doesn't end there. There's lots and lots. Like, there's a huge community in there already of people that have been studying with me since the summer, because I did a beta group for Oracle School first in the summer and the fall. So I had about close to 400 students that were my, my tester group. So I decided whether or not I was going to, because I didn't want to ever open another school if I was going to close it. So this is a legacy for me. This is what I really want to devote the rest of my life to. I had a coaching school that the content was fantastic, but I ended up not continuing with the Master Intuitive Coach Institute. So I am going to still teach some of those courses in this school over time. But I wanted a school that at this stage in my life, I've been doing this work for 29 years, or 28 years, going to be 29 years. I have, really devoted myself to this. Hay House and I have a deal where I'm creating two different Oracle systems a year. So this is my legacy, and this is my commitment. And so I decided I had to really see, like, how does it feel? Like, how are people responding? And it was the most amazing experience of my life. So I pre-trained a bunch of students first before the school opened. It's just wonderful. And then in the fall, we're going to, I'm going to see how this goes. And then obviously the students in this course will get to take the course. Even if we change it a bit, they'll get to do it for free again. So we always let people stay with us. And this is the kind of thing that you never learn the same thing twice. Like, even if you do the same class, your experience will be different because we track your dominant energy in the course, your goals and your desires. This is not about fortune telling. This is about manifesting. So how people are deliberately tuning into their intentions, how in alignment they are with spirit. So even if they do it again when we launch it again, it's a different experience for them. So we've really set it up so that people will be feeling super supported and being in a really great community with like-minded people.
Oh, I love it. I love it. The support. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, we talked about that earlier. It's so absolutely important. So you're rolling out. So it's 6 weeks, but people can stay longer. Tamara in the chat.
Oh, gosh. We're expecting them to stay longer. I will be very shocked. We haven't lost, I'll tell you this, not one person quit. Not one person quit, which is unheard of in the spring and in the summer. It was insane. Like, I only expected 30 people, and I had over 300 in the first run, right? So that was me, like, oh, wow. I mean, I didn't even advertise it. It was just to another group that I had done. So I know that I would very much doubt people will want to leave. There's also, really safe rules in there, like the way people behave with each other. I'm very clear about the fact this is not to rescue mission each other. Nobody is to give their power away. You know, we have tips on empathy overload. So I'm very, very adept at these types of environments, which can be quite overwhelming for people. So we have it so that it's like, we have all these like special little rooms set up so we don't overwhelm everybody in the giant room. So we have other groups. Yeah, so we've figured out that we're going to have smaller groups, so like breakout groups.
Breakout groups. Now, I just had a question. Is this also online?
It's all online. It's only online.
Online, okay.
It's going to be signing up from all over the world.
Okay. So little spaces or breakout groups within the program that you're using.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like mentors will have groups to oversee. So, like, if we have 1,000 students, they're not all going to be learning in a 1,000-student arena. We'll probably put them into 50s or 100s, right? You know what I'm saying? So we have these split-offs. Yeah.
Right.
So we make sure that the environment is anything over, like, 110 people. I think there's a statistic that people get really overwhelmed. So we're going to ensure that once we know how many people have signed up, that we're going to separate them for their practice lounges.
Well,
yeah,
I get
so it's
that.
Be
okay,
very
we got a
well
question too.
Out.
The other, so people were able to access the course information from your website, but not the workshop link. www.workshop.oracleschool.com.
Oh, hang on one second. Let me put up my computer.
Try that.
Workshop dot. Yeah, it's open for me.
It opened for you.
Open.
Okay, let me try it again.
Oracle School.
Okay.
Oh, it kicked me off. Hang on one sec. Let's just
okay.
see here. Workshop. What just happened? Hang on one sec.
Sounds and symbols. All online.
Are you looking at a chat?
Yeah.
You sound distracted.
Yeah, I'm reading what they're saying because they're asking me questions in there. Someone's asking Sam,
okay.
love her language and her story. Yeah, I'm just waiting while you're looking
yeah,
at
yeah,
that link
up. Yeah,
not
a problem. I'm just double checking to see about the link too. I know we got overloaded and
that might have been it.
Also,
anyway, everyone can still go to ColetteBaronReed.com.
Correct.
You know? And also, somebody's asking, what are you on Facebook? What's your Facebook
Absolutely.
Name?
Absolutely, CBR.psychic. CBR.psychic, and that's on Facebook, and there's about, 127,000 people on there hanging out with each other. And we, by the way, anybody that tries to troll us in there gets banned and given to dragons for snacks. And then they become dragon poop, and then we put that in our field of dreams.
That's right.
I think it's, yeah, I actually think, hang on one sec, let me just text my husband. Hey,
I'm going to just
Link.
Put it in.
Not working now.
Colette Baron Reed, if you want to find her on Facebook, those of you that are in the chat or if you're listening via internet or phone, Colette Baron Reed is CBR.psychic. Psychic.
Now, you have to have good internet connection. You can't, if you're on a phone and you don't have internet, you can't get on there. So you have to be on a computer or an iPad, and you need good internet.
Okay. To get onto the videos.
Yeah, because it's a video, exactly.
Okay.
And there's a lot of data on it. So, yeah, so mobile users need to be, but it does say that there's a server error, so it's probably being bombarded right now. We had thousands of people try to get on it earlier. But that's fine. It shouldn't be a problem. I just texted my husband. So keep trying, you guys. It's probably overloaded. We had, like, it crashed our server. It's a problem to have, but would be great if you guys could get there. Don't worry, though. We've got a whole tech support, so just keep trying. But do know that you need good internet, and if you don't have good internet, you won't be able to get on.
Okay.
To see the video. But you have plenty of
time.
So
they need to get on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it starts. So you're saying from the March 15th to the 27th, they're able to do the online the video courses.
Yeah.
The 22nd.
What they do is they sign up, and then the videos are sent to them. So the videos are sent to them according to, they drop every 2 days. So if they sign up for it, they're going to keep getting video from us, right? So it's the same as any launch, really. These things are done everywhere by so many different people.
Mm.
It's the same sort of, same sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay, I'm putting that back in the chat.
I don't know what else to tell you about it. I mean, they can really find out by my website, as I said, at ColetteBaronReed.com. Mm-hmm. And they can – Jesus, sorry about this. I have a I'm about to lose, my phone is about to die, so I have to find something to put it, plug it in.
Okay.
While we talk.
One thing,
hang
Colette,
on.
is this, yeah.
Uh-huh.
While you're talking,
what
is this online? Is this ongoing?
Yeah, this is an online
That's the
school.
Question.
It's
but
online
ongoing.
School.
Is it on? Mm-hmm.
No,
but is it ongoing or is it
now.
From? Okay.
Is it what?
Ongoing.
What
so
ongoing?
People, what is the session? We have a question of a session. Is it something they sign up for, or are you doing actual teaching? Will you be there, or is it?
Yes. What do you, I just said that. The school itself is, these are free videos that are introduced the concept of some of the stuff that are taught. The school itself is being sold after that. Of course, it goes on sale, but this is free right now. People don't have to sign up to school if they don't want to, but this is part of my launch. We give people stuff for free. Then they can decide to go, and we're really happy just to share it. There's lots of people that love free stuff, and I'm happy to give it to them. I want to educate people. And then if they want to sign up for the school goes on sale on March 22nd, and all the information about that will be delivered then, not before. So they should just go on and enjoy themselves, watch the videos, and then when school starts, I am live. This is not video school. Like, there'll be videos that you get when you sign up for the school, but I'm live. I'm there talking to people. I'm going to be on Zoom calls, video calls. And, yeah. This is not a evergreen class where you sell something and you're not there. I'm there. I'm live. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. They love
me.
That.
This is possible.
And so how
Dumbledore
long
is showing up?
That's right. And then you said 6 weeks, so then will it be given again? I guess that's what's – I was trying to scroll back to see the question. It seems like they're wanting
weeks,
to know
– it's actually 7 weeks because there's a week in between. People can relax, right? So it goes from, I think – the actual class starts, I think it's April 18th. I have to recheck that. Or 19th. I can't remember which one it is. And then every week, there's for 3 weeks. Then we take a week off, and then there's 3 more weeks. And then people can just, you know, practice all summer. But this is the only thing that we have on now. So there is no specific plan for what we do next yet because we want to do this. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Got it. That's what they wanted
and
to know.
And people can
if it's
take
coming
the course.
Again. If they can't, if they can't
well,
do it
now. Well,
the
thing is, too, is that they can take it anytime they want because this is something that is taped, including my live component will be taped. So if somebody can't take it right away and they can take it a month later, they can just still get it and then go and start themselves because they'll still have to play with it. Yeah. I actually have one of my friends who wanted to be able to take it. She can't either until June. So she's just, can I? So yeah. So I mean, whatever. We've created it so that it will be what it's supposed to be.
Mhm. And you said the self mastery. That sounded a couple of people asking about that, saying that's a good thing.
Well, here's
to understand
the thing.
Oneself.
I believe that I also believe that there are a lot of people that know how to read cards. But just because you know how to read cards and read a booklet does not mean that you are psychically and spiritually fit. So this is about spiritual fitness and understanding how you co-create your own reality in the world. It really is a way for you to go deep with yourself, understand what makes you tick, what causes you to choose certain pathways, how to avoid patterns that you might be repeating over and over again, wondering what the hell you're doing, right? So this is why I wanted to teach it this way. So, you know, the people that study with me are going to get deep personal development. So you may not even want to come
that's
in there and
good.
Ever think. That is the main criteria of my courses. Oracle cards, you can learn how to read oracle cards from anybody. But oracle cards are used in a way to get to understand yourself and your life purpose, why you're here, what it is you need to do next in order to stay in alignment with spirit, how you are a master manifester all the time, how you work with universal law, how spirit connects with you, how to stay out of being a victim, right? So all of these things, how not to let current, you know, temporary conditions prevent you from moving forward because you're afraid. So all of these things, the things, and to look at your family dynamics and all these different areas that people tend to skip over. They just want to know what's going to happen next. Well, what if you're carrying a lot of baggage?
And it won't happen. That's what people don't know. You can stop yourself from the destiny if there's too much emotional wounding or you keep sabotaging yourself. Tamara's putting in the chat, good stuff. Yeah, very good stuff.
And that is what makes what I want my school to be different than others. I mean, I don't want to say different than others. It doesn't really matter. I don't want to compare myself to anybody. But when I made the decision, because I create my Oracle card decks are not fluffy. They are all about deep personal work. They are all about understanding how this next right action transpires, how this plays out. What happens when you make one choice over another? You know, what causes that reaction and how to move beyond that? Like, all of those things are things we need to think about, you know, and why we want certain things over others. Like, sometimes we want things that are not good for us, and we're determined that those things should be what we get, and that isn't that is not the right use of our abilities and our power. That's not the right use of power.
No.
Spirit has given us.
I always say,
go ahead.
I would say you can create from the higher. You go ahead. No, but you said, because I feel people, you can always create from the higher self, you know, or the wounded ego. I mean, we're a creator being.
Yep.
Just depends vibrationally where you're, you know, situated. And
exactly.
There needs to be something with that deeper healing.
Yeah, and so Oracle cards really give you a real communication ability to tune in to, again, not what your ego wants, but what spirit wants for you. Because typically, you know, we don't even realize that our small self is not the one that runs the show. It's like we think it does.
Right.
But that's not true. That isn't true.
No.
The truth is, the real truth is that spirit is the one that runs the show. And once we get that through our noggin, right, then we really can co-create an extraordinary world. But until that, you know, I think that, and again, you know, I think now more than ever, people are looking for a way to tune into their spirituality in a little bit more, a little unorthodox way, where they have a direct dial. I always call it, you know, the direct dial of the spirit. And, you know, and to know that it's possible that they can tune in, dial up, plug in, do whatever, and recognize that they have an inherent magic in them.
That's right.
There is, we all have that, and we all have the ability to tune into that. We just need to know how. At the end of the day, you know, how
Absolutely.
Do we? How do we?
Oh, I see a difference between doing this podcast now. I've had people call in that are not quote unquote spiritual. You know, maybe they, and they all of a sudden, they put their hands on somebody that had a friend of theirs or family member that had a migraine and it went away, or their heat was coming out, or all of a sudden they felt more, you know, spiritually connected or more psychic.
Yeah.
You know, one person that called in, born again Christian, is like, I don't want this. Why am I like this? So there's spontaneous awakenings happening. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Spontaneous awakenings happening.
And I love that you call it the awakenings, because this is my life's purpose, is to help people wake up. And also, listen, we all are going to fall back asleep again, too, no matter how awake we are. As soon as we start getting scared,
there's sleepy modes. Yeah. There's sleepy time. Little sleepy time.
Yes. I talk about spiritual narcolepsy in my book, Uncharted.
Yeah.
And that sense of, like, right in the middle of manifesting something amazing, we're like, right? You just fall fast asleep. What the heck is that all about? But that's the thing. Yeah. There's a spiritual arrogance that people can get into, too, where they think, you know, that they're so spiritual and they would never do that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, yes, you will. You are definitely going to fall asleep again. And that's the cross we have to bear. We all have to keep at it. And it's a constant thing. It's not like you don't graduate.
Yes.
This is a life.
It's life. Yeah. It's just continuum, this unfolding. I always say there are no grand poobahs. You know, there's no grand, there's no, you know, you'll be in the trenches, you know, you'll be back there again.
I'm kind of like you, where I'm not really a guru fan, and because I really think that we are all here to hold the umbrella together, you know, to stay under the umbrella together, and that we are all one. And as much as that sounds really New Agey and airy fairy, I believe it. I know that we are. I actually studied with this amazing man, the Resonance Academy. He teaches unified physics theory. I won't go a Poindexter on you here. My husband always says, don't go Poindexter on people. They don't care how smart you are. Anyway, but
I love science. I intersect science and spirituality. So I'm a bit
of a
geek.
Love it?
I'm a little bit of a geek. Yes, I do.
Okay. You need to sign up to the Resonance Academy, okay? Your little hair on your head is just going to, like, stand up with excitement. If you like science and spirituality, you will love this, because it proves.
I do talks on it. Yeah, so totally.
Right? It proves. Oh, my God, this is so exciting, because I'm a total geek, too. I had no idea. I'm a sister geek. Okay, so this particular school actually proves, the courses you take, it will prove the existence of this field of consciousness that, you know, people don't understand because we're not meant to understand it the way that normal people do. But the idea is that this connected universe can be proven through physics. And so everything that we do, like the intuitive work you do or I do or whatever, is just like science. It's proven. It's just like our consciousness does not exist inside our skull. And we are part of a conscious evolving universe. That's listening to us.
Yes, it's evolving. That's what people have to realize. It's evolving. It's evolving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always moving. Mm-hmm. Always evolving.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no static. You don't just wake up. There's many awakenings. Don't think you arrived. Right.
Oh. Hang on one second. The site is really slow right now because it's being bombarded. I just got a note from my husband.
People will persevere with it.
Yeah, it's because there's thousands of people trying to get on it right now because we just launched it, and so it slowed it right down. Anyway, so you just hang in there, guys.
They will. Yeah. All right, well, Colette, we're winding out of time on this dimension.
Thank you. It was so much fun talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Come back anytime.
Yep, and thank you for letting me talk about
what you're doing. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it. Sounds great.
Thank you. Awesome. Take care.
All right, Colette. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that was Colette Baron-Reed, and we were diving in about her launch of the Oracle School. You can find out more information by going to ColetteBaronReed.com and connect with her there. Guys are so amazing. This is really great. Really great connecting. Oh, Moon Goddess in the chat is talking about Nassim. Yes, I know of him. Founder of the Resonance Project. Absolutely. Well, we are resonating beings. That's it. We attract by resonance. And I've attracted you, and you've attracted me, and we've co-created this amazing community. Those of you that didn't get a chance to get a reading, I will be doing readings again next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. If you want to email any questions or topic suggestions or guest suggestions, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And what a lovely connecting with everyone. So we'll be back next week. Until then, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.